Yes. It is the Studio W Sports page. I am your host, Mr. Mill. Fried Shaco with me as always, Mr. Kevin Harris and Mr. Romar Smith. Hey, we got a lot of sports topics to talk about today. Got some NBA action, some NFL action, some NFL going on today. We're going to slip into college football, but boy, oh boy. Let's start with some basketball. Well, let's start with my pal, Mr. Kevin Harris. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Doing great, baby.
Yeah, we really missed you last week. Tell us where you was at last week.
Well, I was at ODU for the Holland Springs Championship game, and I'm going to tell you this, man, it was lit. Holland Springs won the title. The final score was 33-19. It was a very good turnout, to say the least. Holland Springs was rolling indeed.
That's a 2-hour drive, you know, pretty much from the 804 down to the 757. You know, I used to, my old stomping grounds too. After I graduated John Marshall High School, I went to ODU for a little while before joining the Navy, but that's another story for another day. But I know that campus all too well. It's a pretty nice campus, you know, they got a nice college atmosphere down there. You know, we got ODU right there, not too far away from Hampton. And then you got Norfolk State on the other side of town almost. And plus you got the world's finest Navy down there also. So it's a pretty lit environment down there. I kind of got love for 757. I really do. So throughout the week, man, about last week's games, Mr. Romar Smith, how you doing, brother?
Doing fine.
You know, throughout the week, especially on Sunday, where if you want to go back to our weekly pick-ems, I had a very forgettable week, and you can tell me some of the points where I went wrong. Tell me where I went wrong last week, because you posted on Facebook about the Vikings game.
Yeah, that's where you went wrong. You put too much faith in Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but it was 1 o'clock Kirk Cousins, though, man. I mean, if you're going to bet on Kirk Cousins, that would be the time to do it.
But it's late season Kirk Cousins, too.
Yeah.
It's December Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, but... The thing is, that it put me between a rock and a hard place because I told you these lines hit different this season, but they just haven't been closing. They haven't been sealing the deal.
They did Sunday.
So it's like I trust something that done burnt me before, either which way. Yeah, And it's games like that just keeps the playoff pitchers still kind of interesting because Detroit is not mathematically out of it just yet. If they went out and get some help, they can wind up in the playoffs. And they seem like they could be a problem because they finally got their first round draft pick back. And getting some guys back there healthy now. When they play aggressive, then that's when you see the best Detroit Lions. But I ain't seen enough of to put any stock into them yet.
Yeah. I feel you, but that's a different Jerry Jones because we see him. He'd have been a different quarterback since he'd been in Detroit.
Yeah, but... What happened to Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook?
They did what they were supposed to do.
Minnesota. They had such a good record. They had such a stronghold on this league, on that division. They were supposed to lock this division up by Thanksgiving. It's Christmas, and the Niners have sealed their division up.
I watched that game. Sunday night, that's the only game I watched. Was this Detroit Russell so good? Detroit played a complete game from beginning to end. On both ends of the ball.
Hey, head coach Dan Campbell got those guys balling, man. They got them guys balling. So Mr. Kevin Harris.
Yes, sir.
About our weekly picks this week, you know, we got a couple of games coming on later on today. We're going to talk about that before our week, after we talk about some basketball. But what are you looking forward to this week as far as the pick 'em challenge, the games?
What, for the NBA?
No, for NFL. Well, no, sorry, games last week. What stood out for you? What was your takeaways from the games last week?
There was a couple of them that I took a chance on when they said the Lions was actually favored by a point or two. They didn't care about the records per se. Like, you know, when it comes to division games, it's always going to be tough. And I was saying this before, the second half of the games is going to be a little bit more dicier than usual because they already took notes on the first time they met. So, and at some point, the Vikings is going to get exposed. But like I said, I think they have a chance to redeem themselves this afternoon when they take on the Colts at 1 o'clock. There were some other ones. Like I said, across the board, it was ugly altogether. Out of 13 games on the board, the highest only had like 8. So, one week, man, is a week-to-week league, so you never know who's going to come out on top and who's going to start falling off. So, the other thing I was really intrigued was the fact that when the Giants got rolled by the Eagles.
Why y'all were surprised. I wasn't.
No. I wasn't surprised by that. But it's in a real moment, and I said this last week on Facebook, Fox Sports is not playing around. If a team is getting blown out by 20 more points, they're going to cut that team off and switch to another game. And they actually did it twice. So, like I said, I mean, there was some game, like the Seattle Seahawks loss, that kind of really helped us out too. And we didn't even play and we moved up 2 spots. So that was the main takeaway for me.
Oh man, yeah, y'all. The Washington Commanders are going to be a problem. Man, if they get, I'm not going to lie to you. The Commanders pose just a deeper threat in the playoffs as the 49ers when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. You guys know how we play. Know how it feels. You played us twice.
Right.
Got us once.
Mm-hmm.
49ers,
they play a physical style of play.
Best defense in the league. And an offense, if ran like it should, makes it easy for everybody. Very dangerous, especially when it comes into a playoffs. I don't care who the quarterback is. Only ones I'm worried about. That's the only one.
Yep.
The 49ers and the New Orleans Saints. Only reason why I'm worried about the New Orleans Saints is because we own a draft pick. We need them to lose every single game.
And the way it's going, you might get your wish.
Right now, it looks like we got either the 5th or the 6th pick. So we also play them after we play the Dallas Cowboys, but that's down the line. Right now, we got the Chicago Bears. But we'll get to more football later. In other news, it's come out that Brittany Griner finally home, and she will be playing for the Phoenix Mercury in 2023. You guys thoughts on that? I don't think she's going back to Russia anytime soon. And honestly, I hope it sends a message to the wrestling league, and it sends a wrestling message to the, especially to women in the world. This is the WNBA, and they need to get more money. And the only way they're going to get more money is more support from the women. I'm sorry, I don't see it where I can go out in the street and I see women wearing Phoenix Mercury jerseys. I don't see it. I don't see women in LA Sparks jerseys or New York Liberty gear. I'm sorry. We cannot out-support your cause. So, I want to see more support from the women for the WNBA to keep our women here so they won't have a reason to go overseas and get into situations like this. That's all. That's all I'm saying. So, what about... you know, we got some college basketball is kicking off, and what I used to be, I can't call myself a diehard fan of the North Carolina Tar Heels no more. Because, because when they lose, it just does not ruin my day. I want them to win, but I know if it loses, it's not the end of the world. I still fall asleep in 11 seconds, so it's just not a big deal to me. But I know they started off at number one, and right now I can look at, I'm looking, can you see them in, they're not in the top 25 anymore? Are they? They're not there no more?
They're not even honorable mention.
Anybody North Carolina? The way I'm going,
I'm scrolling right through and
Duke, Winston-Salem, Chapel Hill, no North Carolina, no NC State, no.
There's a few teams. Duke in there.
We do have a North Carolina team in the top 25.
Duke number
12. Now, John Shire is in it. It's in one of those situations where it's almost like he's set up to fail. You're the first coach to replace a legendary coach in Mike Krzyzewski. So first, in his first full season, this speaks a lot that he's still in number 12. Where you got North Carolina, who's head coach by Hubert Davis, that was in the finals last year. They're not even ranked.
Nope.
Yeah, it's a long season. North Carolina can very well bounce back. But I noticed one thing about UNC lately. They don't do well in these December tournaments. They don't really get it going until January. Yeah, these conference tournaments where they gotta go play in Hawaii and all those other things around the holidays, they don't really play too well. Now, as a couple of seasons, yeah, they have won these tournaments, but they didn't win the tournament that year. But they always drop a couple around this time of year, so I'm not really concerned about that. UVA's looking good though. Have they lost yet?
Nope. I don't think so.
Wahoos! Oh, I like the Wahoos. I respect them. UVA Cavaliers. I got a couple machines on their campus that I serve. So.
And you also got Virginia Tech, who just entered the top 25 also. They're number 24, and their record is 10-1.
How sway?
Yeah.
How is Virginia Tech ranked and North Carolina's not? How many times in your lifetime are you ever able to say that?
Not very often, but actually when Virginia Tech actually beat North Carolina head to head not too long ago too.
Yeah, and how many times have you been ever able to say that?
Again, not too often. But I mean, hey, we'll definitely take that.
Yes, shout out to Virginia Tech. I like the Tar Heels, respect those guys, but hey, I always got to root for the home team. So that's why I can't say I'm a diehard fan of anything outside the Eagles, my Eagles and my New York Yankees. Yeah, I'm as a free agent as they come. y'all can have it. And speaking of basketball, let's go now thirds. Let's talk some NBA. Now I have not watched a lot of NBA, but man, I didn't see the game. I wish I did. I heard, man. Did y'all see that game against the Grizzlies? Bucks and the Grizzlies game?
No, I didn't see it either.
They beat those boys. They was beating them by 50 at one time. I think the final score was 142, 101, or something like that.
Right.
They was doing the wave with fans.
It was what?
They was doing the wave with fans. John Moran.
Oh, my God. Did he play the fourth quarter? That's gotta be. Oh my! That's gotta be horrible. But an L's an L. I'm a Giannis fan. I don't even want to look at the stats. I think they gonna play each other again, right? They might see each other again down the road, but I hope this isn't. It was just a bad night for him because you don't see the Milwaukee Bucks getting waxed like that too often. They got waxed. Never again. I promise you that. That'll be the last time they get beat like that. I promise you that'll be the last time they get beat like that. So, what are the standards looking like in the?
It looks like the Warriors are struggling again, too.
Who is?
The Warriors.
Yeah, I heard about Steph Curry. He's going to be out of action for a couple weeks.
Yeah, they're on this road trip right now, and they've been losing again. So, and I think they're below 500 as well. So, you know, it's one of those weeks like, you know, you think they're on track 1 week, and then the next week, you know, they start having another one of them streaks again. So.
So who's?
It's hard to say. I think Boston is still on top right now as far as the Eastern Conference goes.
Yep. Okay. I kind of like that. This is an expanded version. But I like Boston. Hey, Jason Tatum, the way he's playing right now, would you guys consider him an MVP candidate?
I would say so.
Early season? If he's your first, who's your second?
Man,
well, I'm gonna throw that to my guy right here. Just joining us, my guy, Mr. Boxing Guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. How you doing, sir?
Can you hear me, Emil?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Before we got about 20 more minutes before we start talking some football, getting to these NFL picks and things that next. You know how we do. We talk some NBA action and talking, you know, our takeaways so far, and I'm throwing a question at the guys, you know, right now, early season, it's still early in the season, just 1 month in, and who's playing the best basketball right now. And right now, I got Jason Tatum going at number one, so who do you have right now going on? And tell me what your takeaways so far as far as our NBA goes.
You know, I really, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, the way the NBA is now, it doesn't get serious to me till after the All-Star break. But with that being said, Jason Tatum's impressive. I mean, he took my Lakers down the other night when they was up by 13 with about, I don't know, 3 minutes left after they were down by 20 and came back and finished them off in overtime. You know, the big thing I had against him was how he collapsed in that NBA finals this past year. But the dude is balling. Outside of that, I like Luka Doncic. I think that dude is the truth. But right now, it's Jason Tatum.
Okay, so, and I understand the whole thing about it. It's early in the season, and I totally get your point about Jason Tatum doing what he does now and what he does come, you know, when it comes finals time. I totally get that. However, it's gotta be somebody else. Who else could be in mind when it comes to the MVP? Who else was playing their best basketball right now? Outside of Luka.
Well, Nikola Jokic. I mean, the dude has won it back to back. And I mean, he's still unstoppable. Anthony Davis is actually playing good ball. He just went down again last night.
I don't like the way Joel Embiid's playing.
You know, I like him. It's something, I'm going to be honest with you, Mill. It's been something since he came to the league. It's something that stops me from putting him at the top. I mean, he's balling. I can't take it away from him.
This is what it is. Joel Embiid has a tendency to do too much. He has a tendency to do something, be extra with it sometimes. Like, shoot a couple of less threes and just stick to the script more and trust your team just a little bit more. A lot of times he doesn't have to take it upon himself. He just trusts the team just a little bit more. Just a little bit. Everything else will work itself out.
I'm telling you, it's something I can't figure it out, but there's something that he does. You're probably right. It's just that, I don't know. This turns me in a different direction. Like I said, I've tried to figure it out, and I ain't had a lot of success with it. But looking at it like you said, Giannis is always going to be right there. He's remarkable. And that's really, to be honest with you, I think about it. I mean, there might be one that comes out of the woodworks I forget about. I'm always going to have Steph in there, even though now he's hurt. Dame, when he's full, when he's healthy. That's really Ja Morant is the box office. I'm telling you now, he's the baddest young dude in the league. Period. Nobody compare to this cat. He is the most dynamic young player in the NBA right now.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that one too.
Oh yes, I agree with that one. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the Studio W Sports page. I'm your host, Mill. Online, I got my boy, Mr. the Boxing Guru, Mr. Mark Daniels. Left to the left and right of me, I got Kevin Harris, Mr. Romar Smith, and we are brought to you by J&J Apparel. They located in Supreme Flea Market, 3302 Williamsburg Road. Stop by, tell them Studio W sent you. We also got late coming up. Monday Night Football. We will be in the Jamestown Clubhouse here at Studio W. Monday Night Football, LA versus Green Bay. And J&J will be in the house. Hey, we're going to have some food. We're going to have some drinks. We're going to have a party. I might even dust off my internet ones and twos. Might throw a little thing on the radio for you guys. I just might do that. Let WB do his thing. I might have to do mine up here. So, hey, y'all stop by, log on, tell your friends, get some of this cool apparel. I'm actually got on a Jalen Hurts jersey right now, brought to you by J&J. I kind of like make feel like a champion, but we're gonna talk about that later on. Yo, basketball, NBA action. I love it. I'm real surprised about what's going on in the West. And to the point we made about Jason Tatum, I'm looking at the top four in the West right now, and I'm wondering, can they keep this up? Can at the end of the season, can we see Memphis, New Orleans, Denver, and Phoenix as our top four at the end of the season?
It's hard to say, and like I said, it's still early.
Sacramento, I want to see this. At the playoff, I want to see the Western Conference like this at the playoffs. If the playoffs ended today, y'all, check this out. This is unbelievable. Numbers 1 through 8, Memphis, New Orleans, Denver, Phoenix, Sacramento, Portland, Utah, and the Clippers, and the Mavericks, and the Minnesota Timberwolves vying for that play-in spot. The Dallas and the Timberwolves vying for the play-in spot to face the Clippers.
Well, the biggest takeaway for me is in Sacramento is like the biggest surprise so far. You know, they've been in the playoffs since, 2006, I believe. And that was when, Chris Webber was on the squad then. And Mike Bibby. Remember them days. But, yeah, this is, if they're even in the play-in, 7 through 10, I'm going to tell you what thing. I think that's, the longest drought in the NBA that I can remember. So
this will be the first time in NBA history where the entire Western Conference playoff season has never won an NBA championship.
Wow. I never saw that angle coming. Okay. Here you go.
None of these guys ever won.
Yep, that's something you keep in your back pocket on that one.
None of these guys ever won. That is so wild, y'all.
I never would have known this, Dad. I never would have.
All the championship experience would be on the Eastern Conference. You got Boston, Milwaukee, Cleveland. Brooklyn is at 4. Brooklyn is surprising.
Yes, and that's another one we need to talk about. We need to give a shout out to Brooklyn. And they have won currently 5 in a row and 9 out of 10. And to make matters more interesting, Kyrie hit his first career game-winning shot. For first career game winner at buzzer beater over Toronto. So, you know, they have navigated through a rough stretch. And we talked about Brooklyn on the show in previous weeks, how, you know, I think we at one point throw that team away and whatnot, but like I said, it's a long season and they have navigated it very well. So right now they're number 4 in the Eastern Conference, and if their playoffs started now, they actually will host a home game. Can you believe that?
Oh yes, yeah. I never doubted Kyrie's ability on the floor. What was in question was Kyrie's ability to be on the floor. Once he gets on the floor, he's electric. I mean, he's just that dude. You want him to have the ball in his hands. You want to play off of him. You want to, you know, help him with his assist total. You know, you want to play with someone like Kyrie. But his ability just to be on the floor, whether it is off the field activities or via injuries, you know, that's been his issues. And it's been a handicap for Brooklyn ever since he's been there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what, you know, a full season, and he can, you know, quote unquote, get to play with his teammates more, which is one of the reasons why he said they got swept by Boston. The reason why he got swept by Boston last year. So we'll see. We'll see. Brooklyn is at 4, Philly's at 5, New York at 6, Miami and Indiana 7 and 8, and Atlanta and Toronto vying for that play-in spot. You know, outside looking in, you got Chicago, Washington, New Orleans, Detroit, and the Charlotte Hornets. Is Melo Ball hurt?
He played last night.
These dudes is trash. They're dead last in the East. I expected a whole lot more out of Charlotte. What do you say, Mark?
I said he played last night. First time I've heard of him playing all year.
He needs to play a whole lot more, because right now they are 7-22. Nobody. I thought Detroit was going to be a little bit better, but their first round draft pick, Cade Cunningham, just had surgery on his ankle. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. So prayers up to that young fella. He had a promising rookie season. He was averaging over 20 points a game. I mean, what more you want out your first round draft pick? So that was a devastating blow to him. So hope they have, best of luck to him this season, following, because it's gonna be some tough sledding. That dude could ball. Mr. Roma.
You
got any takeaways from the NBA season before we start talking about some football?
Atlanta kind of shocked with that backcourt, with Trey Young and Murray. They should be a better team right now.
Well, they're number 9 right now. They
record-wise, they should be better.
I understand that.
And Cleveland, they kind of surprising at the 3 spot. But I want to see what Donovan Mitchell is going to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, you got a good point there. However,
new team, different conference.
Yeah, that's my point. See, Donovan Mitchell, he was playing for the Utah Jazz. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. This is the Utah Jazz. He's playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. He's putting on a different pair of drawers, bro. It is different.
It's like he's playing ball and he had
on Reeboks before he got on Flames now. It's a little different.
That's a fair statement, but I can put
stock behind that. Yeah, it happens to all of them.
Because
at the same token, you gotta say it happened to Giannis too. He flamed out. But then he came back the next year. And he got his. So let's see which one of these guys gonna be able to make the next step. Jason, that's for Jason Tatum and Donovan Mitchell. Zion's in his contract year, isn't he?
He's playing good ball.
Yeah, I think he has no choice but to play some good ball. I mean, them shoes don't sell itself.
Yeah.
Jordan will drop it. Nike will drop it. Ask Kyrie. And also Steph Curry, he's going to be out. Yeah, a couple months with a shoulder injury. And the Golden State Warriors ain't looking too good right now. They'll get together.
Yeah.
Yo, Mark, you got any faith? You got any stock in the Golden State Warriors this year?
You know what? Luckily, he's only out, they say, a couple weeks. Again, like I said, I ain't going to start worrying about nothing until about March. I think Clay get his legs together. The problem Steve Kerr got right now is some young boys that he just thought, you know, that everybody thought was going to be the next thing. They ain't producing. Outside of maybe Jordan Poole. What, getting what nothing out of commitment. Huh?
What are Andre Wiggins doing?
Well, he didn't play last night either.
Oh, he's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt.
Yeah,
that's a big thing too.
See, so you know, right now it seems like a lot of these dudes is getting hurt. But I think, to be honest with you, Golden State got several problems. You got a lottery pick that you keep sending to the G League, which means Steve Kerr don't trust and James Wiseman. You got Kuminga, Moody. Ain't none of these dudes balling. Jordan Poole's hit or miss, so I can't say that on him. I still think that deal with Draymond Green and that practice is it's messed that team up.
Yeah.
Like psychologically?
I think you know, as crazy as it sounds, there's a couple moves they're going to have to make. And I would start looking at getting rid of some of these young guys, because if you're playing to win now, I've always believed in this. If you're playing to win now, you don't have 3 and 4 years to be waiting on somebody. Because this group, this is their last run. This year is it, in my opinion.
And it's not going to happen this year, because this is one thing about Golden State. It's not about the shooting. It's not about the cohesion. It's about one attribute that makes them so great, and it masks everything. That is their offensive rebounding. When they get their offensive rebounding, that's when they start nailing those 3-point shots. They might miss the first one. They're not missing the second one off those offensive rebounds. So when they don't, dominate offensive rebounding, that's when they start losing a lot of games, because they don't get a lot of chance to make up for their mistakes. Y'all never noticed that? That's how they got to the finals last year. Their offensive, when Looney and Draymond was rebounding and kicking it right back out to self, and kicking it right back out to play after defense broke down, wide open threes. Wide open threes. They were never missing the second one. They'll miss the first one. They'll miss the first one miserably. Sometimes. But if someone get the offensive rebound, kick it right back out to them, they're not missing. No. They never miss the second shot. So when they can't get their offensive rebounds, that's how you get into them, and that's how you can beat the Golden State Warriors. On any given night. But it's hard to beat them when they do get them offensive rebounds. So that's what makes Draymond so important. It's not going to show up on the stat sheet. He get 5 or 6 offensive rebounds. Looney get like a couple offensive rebounds. You know, Steph, Clay, they might steal an offensive rebound here or there. Next thing you know, they got 15 offensive boards for your 7 or 8. You're not gonna win those games. So, guys, let's talk about some football, man. Right? We got a couple games going on here today. It's also bowl season, college football. We're gonna talk more about college football later, but today. Couple of games that stick out today. Which one you want to start off with, Kevin?
We're going to start with the 1 o'clock, Kirk. We'll take the Colts and the Vikings at 1 o'clock.
the Colts and the Vikings. Mr. Mark Dangs, I'm gonna throw this one to you since while I get my thoughts together on this.
What thoughts you got to get together? That game is done.
I don't trust neither one of these teams right now. The Vikings hurt my feelings last week.
I'm going with Minnesota in this game. I mean, Indianapolis is horrible.
But they got Jeff Saturday now, though.
Again, I'm going with Minnesota in this game. They could have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Monday.
Remember, as long as the game is at 1 o'clock, your chances are better with Kirk versus 4 and 8 o'clock.
I thought that last week.
I know, but sometimes, you can't win every single time. And I think that's probably part of the problem because you just knew, like, okay, it's like a guaranteed spot. But I think, like Mark said, I think they're going to redeem themselves today.
They were supposed to have this division wrapped up 2 weeks ago.
And they still might wrap it up to
all they had to do was win one game. They lost the last two, and they lost to the Detroit Lions to a divisional game.
But the Lions can be a little sneaky. So, I mean, it's not the same old Lions as we used to seeing, you know, poor and pitiful. I mean, they're actually like a game below 500. And like, I mean, they, like you said earlier, they can't pull the problem if you're not careful.
Yes, they are. They had a couple of guys come back, and when they're healthy and cooking on all cylinders, they are tough to beat. But the Vikings should know that. Nobody should know that more than the Vikings. They were supposed to handle that, but that's the reason why this Colts Vikings game is a tough one for me because Kirk Cousins, just don't screw this up again. That's all I ask. Vikings, don't screw this up. Roman.
I'm gonna go with Kirk this week.
Okay, so we're gonna mail this one in. I ain't even ask WB to come to the front for this one. He gonna cuss me out behind that. Okay, next. Ravens against Cleveland. Cleveland Browns got Deshaun Watson coming back. Deshaun Watson has not looked. He's looked rusty so far. It looks like he's still trying to get himself into football shape. Now the Ravens is not going to have Lamar Jackson. Tyler Huntley is going to be at the helm. I really don't trust the Ravens in any football game without Lamar Jackson in it. I really don't. Well, I don't trust the Cleveland Browns until I can see a better version of Deshaun Watson. Well, I ain't really trust him for real with Cole Brissett in the game.
Well, like I said, I mean, I don't trust either one of those either. And that was one of the games I actually got wrong last week because I picked the Steelers to beat the Ravens, mainly because Lamar didn't play. But Tyler Huntley has played better against the Steelers than I thought to be.
So everybody played better against the Steelers.
Well, you know, who knows? But this one was a toss-up pick for me. And this is like a coin flip. But I picked the Ravens in this game because, again, like Deshaun, he's still getting his feet wet. Remember, we missed 11 games. So it's going to take a hot minute to really, you know, get his feet wet. So, like, if he, like, stays on course, he'll be a much better person next season. And then you probably see the stats go up. So that's one reason why I picked Baltimore.
Romo?
I'm going to take Baltimore's defense in this game without Lamar. So I'm going with Baltimore.
In the division matchup, they are in Cleveland, Paul Brown Stadium. Hey, Mark.
You know what? You know what? I normally don't do this.
I won't go
with the hometown team. I won't go with Cleveland, even though I'm a Ravens fan. I just got a feeling that Cleveland is like, you know, we ain't making it to the playoffs, but we can sure as hell make it rough for the ones that's trying to get in. Mm-hmm. I just got a feeling Cleveland's gonna win that game today.
Yeah. I'm also going with Cleveland because I got Nick Chubb in my fantasy league. And if Cleveland's going to win this game, they're just going to have to rely heavily on the run game. And build that way to build up Deshaun Watson's confidence. Maybe he gets some swag on the bounce because he got some weapons. He just got to get some time to get used to being back there and letting it go. This could be that week for him because, like I said, I don't trust the Baltimore Ravens when Lamar Jackson is not under center. I just don't. They'll stay in a lot of football games. They're not going to look too bad, but I don't see them winning without him. So give me Cleveland and give the ball to Chubb a lot so I can go ahead and win the championship. Next up, tonight, when they say turnabout is fair play, remember when earlier this season the Dolphins waxed the Bills when they was at home and it was 255 degrees outside. Everybody was baking. They had ice cubes melting on the sideline on them. And Buffalo could just hardly breathe down there in South Beach. Well. It's going to be minus 12 up in Buffalo with 12 feet of snow and the Dolphins got to go up there at night.
I just love that night. Breakdown right there. 12 feet of snow, huh?
They got to go play a night snow game. Man, this is a cruel world. See, the daytime, at least you got the sun to at least thaw some stuff out. You talking about playing a night game, that win is going to be so disrespectful. That ball is going to be hard to catch. That ball is going to have no give to it. Somebody's stone can get broke trying to catch it. Roman's just shaking his head, yeah. Man, but Dolphins, now, y'all tried everybody with the heat. You capitalized off of that. This is a true test for these Miami Dolphins. There is not going to be a more difficult game than this. Tua Tagovailoa is 0-3 in games under 50 degrees.
Ooh. Didn't see that one coming either.
Yeah. He is 0-3 in games under 50 degrees. So you think he has a chance tonight? When it's minus 12. I'm just exaggerating on the minus 12 part, but it's going to be...
Well, it's like 8 inches.
Put it this way, you can make Jell-O outside. That's how cold it's going to be. Just pour the Jell-O, sit it outside, 2 hours later, eat your dessert.
Oh, jeez.
That's how cold. So, anybody?
I'm guessing we can probably mail this one in, maybe.
I got the Bills.
I got Buffalo too. And the bad thing about it is the Dolphins are currently on a really crazy road trip. Remember they played San Fran 2 weeks ago, lost that. Then they stayed in California and lost to the Chargers on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
And now they had to travel across country to Buffalo. And then what you get is 8 inches of snow. And that's that you just threw out when Tua is 0-3. And after that last performance, he was what, 17 of 28, if I'm not mistaken. But, it doesn't bode well for Miami. But like I said, this is like a real true test on that one. So I've got the Bills.
Okay. Hey, Mark.
Well, you got to go with Buffalo in that game. The weather's horrible. I don't know if there's going to be any scoring. I got that kicker in one of my fantasy leagues. I'm going to have to sit this dude down. I mean, I'm going to go with Buffalo, but I don't – hey, man, them dudes just want to go there and be on them sidelines for 2 or 3 hours. Hey, let's just get up out of here. It's going to be cold, bro. I'm going with Buffalo.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna be, that's gonna be a meal except for Rev. You know, Rev is not gonna pick against his dog. I don't know if you saw that, Kevin. He also put that one in. Yeah, but that's that guy. Yeah, I love him. So let's talk about that concludes the today's games. Let's get into some of tomorrow's games. And we're gonna let's go ahead and get my squad out the way. You know, my 12-1 Eagles will go to Chicago, up north to Chicago to play the Bears. Only thing I worry about is Justin Fields, you know, running ability. Philadelphia has had ironically, this crazy part, ironically, we have a running quarterback. But we also, in the past, have had our deficiencies in defending a running quarterback. It has cost us a couple of games. Hasn't cost us many. I don't think it's going to cost us this one either. But I don't fear their running game. I don't fear their receivers. I don't fear their defense. Only thing I worry about is Justin Fields himself. If he gets them going, that's enough. He can do enough to make this game interesting. This should be a blowout. We've been focused all week. We're worried about the Bears. We're going to go ahead and take care of business. Then we're going to head on to Dallas. We'll worry about Dallas next week. But right now, we're going to take care of business. Business as usual. Take the Bears. Smitty should have a good game. Last week, A.J. Brown and Miles Sanders went over 1,000 yards receiving and rushing, respectively. Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown had over 10 touchdowns, respectively. So we're going to see what records we're going to break this week. Guys, so we're going to mention. Anybody got the Bears? Anybody?
I don't. Now, I will give you this one other stat, Bill. You're going to be proud of this one. The Eagles are the only team that are unbeaten on the road this season, 5-0.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Now, having said all of that.
Thanks to Washington.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I will say this:
lost at home, but that's okay.
Well, here's the thing, though. We could say, "Oh, this is going to be a blowout." If we haven't learned anything else from last week, I would have thought the same thing with the Cowboys against the Texans, and look what happened to that. So anything can still happen, and I still think the Eagles are going to win. This one might be closer than what people think it's going to be. Now, don't be too surprised if this turns out to be a possible trap game because of the fact that y'all next opponent is the Cowboys, and that's what y'all gearing up for. And the Bears just came off a bye, so they're well rested. So, and like I said, Justin Fields will make it interesting. So I still got the Eagles, but I think it's going to be close.
Oh, yeah. And just joining us right now, we got my guy, Mr. C.J. Richardson. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you doing this moment?
Oh, yes. We just talk a little NFL football. You just in time for it. We already talked about the games that's going on today.
I don't see anybody on the screen.
It was kind of a rough night last night. You want to see me though? We can arrange that.
I'm just making sure that it looks like it's a podcast form, not video form. So that's what I was asking.
Oh, that's understandable, sir. Well, how you doing?
Everything's lovely.
Colts, I'm gonna ask you what's your thoughts on today's games going on? Colts, Vikings, Ravens, Browns, Dolphins, Bills.
All right.
Can you give me the rundown? What you got in those games, sir?
All right. Well, first, what was the first game you said?
Colts and Vikings.
Colts, Vikings. Colts going to make it a game today. Vikings are who we thought they were, a fake good team. So it's going to be closer than you think. But then the Colts will find a way to lose it at the end. A little too much Kirk Cousins today. Vikings in a close one.
Okay. Ravens and Browns.
Ravens and Browns, man. The Ravens just keep disappointing me. It's the same old story with the Ravens every year. Oh, we going to the Super Bowl. And then, you know, here we go. Keep on running Lamar Jackson to death. Won't sign him to long-term contract. And they keep blowing leads. So I don't know which Ravens team is going to show up today. I think Lamar is not playing, so it's going to be heavily relied upon the defense. But I think Deshaun Watson is going to be the deciding factor today. He can't keep having bad games. I'm going to go with the Browns in another close game.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I got Nick Chubb in my fantasy league, so I think it's going to be a heavy dose of him. They're not, Cleveland's going to rely on him heavily. I got the Browns also. Dolphins and Bills tonight.
Man, I don't see no way in the world that the Dolphins can go out of that sunny Miami weather and go up here in 25 degrees and win in that cold weather. Ain't going to happen today. I got the Bills big.
Yes sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, and we right now just getting caught up. So we all get caught up. Eagles against the Bears. Who you got, sir?
Oh man, as bad as I want to see the Eagles lose today, the only hope that the Bears have is Justin Fields has a MVP candidate type day. Other than that, Eagles 13-1.
Agreed. Okay. Move right along. We got the Atlanta Falcons going to the New Orleans Saints. Now, I'm going to let you guys on this little secret. I don't like either one of these teams. I'm very disappointed in both of these teams, except for the New Orleans Saints. I need the New Orleans Saints to lose every last game for going forward. So I am going for the Atlanta Falcons. Do I have faith in the Atlanta Falcons that they're not going to screw this up? No. But just so, I mean, New Orleans very well can just take care of, I mean, can beat either one of these teams. It can go either way, but I need New Orleans to lose. So that's the only reason why I'm going for Atlanta. Hey, Mark. New Orleans or Atlanta, who you got?
I got Atlanta.
Okay. Roma. Atlanta or New Orleans?
I got Atlanta. I want to see what the rookie quarterback going to do, but I got Atlanta in this game.
Oh, yes, that's right. Marcus Mariota. Ironically, I never seen someone go from being benched to IR on injured reserve and out for the season so quickly. Yes, it is. I just never seen it before, but we're gonna see what the rookie has, and it's gonna be quite interesting. I'm rooting for him. Kevin, who you got?
This one's gonna be a tough one. I don't trust either one of those teams. And like, I just brought up that, Mariota got benched. So now you got this rookie quarterback in. Atlanta I'm going with Atlanta only because now that I understand that when you got somebody starting for the first time and nobody has tape on this person, so who knows what can happen. So I'm just going to roll with Atlanta with this one also. So I'm just going to coin flip that one.
Yeah, I'm team Desmond Ridder today. Desmond Ridder, okay. you gotta make a game of it. CJ.
I'm going with Atlanta. Yeah, I don't trust rookie quarterbacks anyway, and trust me, he's gonna throw a couple picks. You know, game speed. We late in the season now. Guys are playing full speed, you know, and you haven't been in there. I know Purdy in San Fran, people are looking at him. But they're not running that Shanahan type offense, so they're gonna force this guy to make plays, and he's not gonna make them today. I got Atlanta, maybe two pick sixes. Remember, I told you that first.
Yeah, two pick sixes. Okay. Yeah, then, like I said, Atlanta does have AJ Terrell, dude can ball. CJ, I'm gonna stick with you, and I'm gonna throw this Lions versus Jets matchup at you. Both of these teams, Lions 6-7, Jets 7-6, right? Both of them have shown flashes, and both of them have shown failures. Who you got?
All right. Well, first of all, you can take the flashes and the fades out of the question right now. That ain't even a question. Right now, these teams are going in the opposite direction. Detroit Lions, one of the hottest teams in the NFL right now, and they played my Cowboys and your Eagles tough this year. So when they get it together and put it together, this is a pretty good team. And they've always been scrappy, even in the losses. You know, I got the Lions by 14, if not more, in this one.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay. Roma. Lions and Jets.
I'm going with the Lions. Really like what they've got going on in the offense and defense. Yes. Like I said, they played a complete game against Minnesota last week.